You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, did you hear about this controversy? Oh, my God. No, this isn't about hugging and cuddling. Don't worry, Don. We're good. No, this one's actually about your kids. Maybe not your kids, Don, or mine necessarily, but evidently, there's a story. It broke yesterday, and it made big news everywhere. All the cable shows and the radio, they're all wanting to know, hey, should parents lose custody of super obese kids? Wow, very interesting. Now, how many reasons do you want to take kids away from their parents? Now, if you really talk about, you know, we've talked about the viability, if you will, of the state into the sanctity of not only of marriage, but of children, because the state claims ownership of children. And go back to listen to some of my older archives to catch up on this story. I can just give you a brief review. But the fact is, if you ask permission of the government to marry, of course, that's an absurd notion unless you recognize going back to the 14th Amendment and everything else associated with the alteration of citizenship, that the reason for licensure, for licensing people to marry, was not for any other reason than to prevent white people from marrying black people. I'm just going to put it very... I don't even like talking about it. It's so disgusting. But basically, at a time with lack of consciousness that was existing in that time, after the so-called Civil War, which was not civil, it was very uncivil, there was a point in time where the government, you know, said, hey, no, we can't have white people marrying black people. And of course, other minorities as such. That was the whole concept of where licensure was born out. Prior to that, it was always about you, your church or whatever in the Bible. You declare it even if you didn't have a church officially. You know, it wasn't any 501c3 churches. I mean, of course churches were not for profit. Of course churches were not taxable. I mean, it was ridiculous. They were religious institutions. They had nothing to do with the government. And now, of course, everybody thinks you have to get a license to get married. Oh, you don't have to get permission to get married. Why? Did you ever ask why? Oh, no, it's just the way it's been done, doesn't it? No, it hasn't been. No, you should record it in your Bible. Really? And then on top of that, you think that your kid's not alive until you get a birth certificate. Oh, yeah, till my kid stamped on the forehead, sanctioned by the state for being alive, he's not alive. Of course, another absurdity. You know, we ask for permission where none is required because we've been programmed. We've been manipulated. We've been hoodwinked. We've been hypnotized. And that's why, you know, this is the mass deprogramming, you know. If this is a church, it's my healing ministry. It's non-denominational. Everybody is welcome. You don't violate anybody else's rights by participating. But when you ask permission of government, of course, they get to throw down the rules. And they often forget to tell you that there are any rules or strings attached. It's kind of like, we're giving you permission and we're just nice about it. We just want to give you permission to get married. Well, why do I need permission? Don't worry about it. We just wanted to give you permission. Just sign along here. That's all right. Fruits of the marriage, property of the state. Never mind that clause. We're going to hide that somewhere else. And so in this case, when they talk about, well, we'll just take your super obese kids from you because we don't like the way you're raising them, that really becomes a red herring argument or something now, straw man argument. What do you say? Something that's not even where we should be arguing. It's like, where did the state get permission, as I said, to claim ownership of your child? Now, I would say, okay, it's probably not a good idea to have a super obese child, however they define it, because there are going to be health problems associated with it. But is it an imminent life and death threat? I mean, tomorrow are they going to drop dead? Not likely. But then again, you could have somebody that's not super obese, an unseen vascular inflammation event can create a heart attack in someone who you say, well, how'd that person get a heart attack? You've seen some of these thin runners, die like going back to Jim Fix. Was that in the 70s or the early 80s? I don't even remember. But, of course, we talk about mineral deficiencies even in skinny people. So it may be that a super obese person has plenty of extra to go by or go with. But at the same point, another excuse to say, hey, your kids are not your kids, right? We can't have you, you know, caring for your kid if they're super obese. What are you feeding them? Now, if we're going to lay that litmus on parents, then most children, you know, I could argue, don't belong with their parents, right? Because they're vaccinating them. That's medical experimentation, right? They're loading them up with antibiotics, whether they need them or not. They're feeding them diet sodas. They're giving them artificial colorings, flavorings. Who knows what else they're giving them? But is it our place to claim ownership of other parents' children? Do you want that responsibility? Do you need that karmic burden? Isn't it hard enough to raise your own kids? Of course, the government can't ever get enough. Whether they claim you are kids for themselves or whether they claim the fruits of your labor, right? Fruits of your marriage, those are children. Fruits of your labor, that's what you bring in compensation for the work that you can do. Whether it be for yourself or otherwise, they want to claim 100% of it, give you back a little. Oh, yeah, they say, well, we'll only take a few percentage points, 20%, 30%. And, you know, basically they own 100%. Come on, admit it. They own 100% of you. They're letting you keep some of it. Now, we recognize some people don't even pay anything, whether it's legitimate or not. And then we have the dummycrats. Not that I am a fan of the Republicrats either, believe me. But when you hear these people say, well, we just need to raise taxes, the debt ceiling, we've got to raise some taxes, that's the only way we get through this. Listen, government does not have a revenue problem. They can print up all the money they want. They do not have a revenue problem. They have a spending problem. But of course, these dummycrats, I'm sorry to say that, I have to. Those are arguing for increased taxes, like we need more taxes. Now, good Lord, unless you believe there's a revenue problem. There is not. There's a spending problem. It's an entirely different issue. But if you believe that the government can, you know, has the authority to spend and spend and spend without end and enslave people to debt without end, then, you know, if you believe that, well, that means you're, you know, an avowed, I don't know, socialist communist. Or if you don't believe it, you just say it, you don't even know why, then what else can I do? What else can I say? But then again, the Republicans are not coming out like Boehner or even Mitch McConnell in the Senate with anything, any game as far as reducing the spending of government realistically, legitimately. So we got a spending problem. And then you got Ron Paul yesterday. Did you hear this? Ron Paul nailed Bernanke on the issue of gold and money. Why is this important? Well, I'll explain to you in a moment, but we got the clip. Don, get that clip ready, okay? We'll have that in a moment. Now, what Ron Paul also says, hey, you know, how many trillions did you spend in the stimulus? You got enough money to just give 17,000 Federal Reserve note dollars to every single American to stimulate the economy. You think that would have stimulated the economy? Darn straight, better than putting it over into, what did they give it, the Bear Stearns? Who knows which companies and foreign nations and foreign banks got it and corporations. You know, oh, gee, don't call them on that. You mean he could have just forgiven people their mortgage? It was stimulated the economy. In fact, the economy has been stimulated by the fact that so many people haven't paid their mortgage in a year or two or maybe even 3 years now. Where have people been getting the money to spend? Going on cruises, wherever, buying electronics. It's not because there's less unemployment, unless the entire economy has gone underground. We've got a full-on black market economy. And the more the government intervenes in the economy, the more you're going to see the rise of the so-called black market economy because nobody can function with the amount of theft that is occurring by the government believing it has to do everything for everyone, be everywhere for everything, be around the world, you know, the warfare state and the welfare state. And now we're asking, do they want to take your kids because they're too fat? I'm telling you, man, this is an amazing time, isn't it, when you look at these things? And, oh boy, we've got some absurdities today. You want to talk about a wild thing? You got to read this headline. Later on, we'll talk about the so-called HIV/AIDS drug that knows whether you're gay or straight. Ooh, boy, we'll investigate that with not only Clark Baker, but we'll get Liam Sheff on a little later as well. But let's see if we can run this clip on the questioning of Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the creature from Jekyll Island, if you will, as he questions, Ron Paul questions Ben Bernanke. We're going to miss that if Ron's retiring from Congress, whether he becomes president or not. That's going to be a real vacuum left behind when Ron leaves the congressional critter group there. But anyway, let's find out what Ben Bernanke has to say as Ron grilled him on whether gold is money. Go ahead and run that.
Do you think gold is money? No.
It's not money. Even if it had been money for 6,000 years, somebody reversed that and eliminated that economic law.
Well, it's an asset. I mean, it's the same. Would you say treasury bills are money? I don't think they're money either, but they're financial assets.
Why do central banks hold it?
Well, it's a form of reserves.
Why don't they hold diamonds?
Well, it's tradition, long-term tradition.
Some people still think it's money. I yield back. My time is up.
Come on. How are you not going to miss that? That kind of verbal sparring. The Fed never gets slapped around like that. Bernanke, man, was on the hot seat. Did you see how upset he was? If you get to see that video, I'll have it linked up in the news notes and over at robertscottbell.com. But come on, man. Do you think gold is money?
No.
How many of you would trade goods or services for gold over paper? Anybody? Bueller? Gold is not money, my aspirin. You know, and then he goes, well, it's an asset. All right. What is an asset? You know what? I think Bernanke's an asset hole. All right? Did I go over the line? No, I said asset. You heard me, Don, right? Yeah, exactly. But call it like it is. It's an, 6,000 years of recorded history, gold has been used as money. And suddenly they have legal tender laws and they say gold isn't money. Come on. Anybody have a gold coin? What do you think? You want to hold that over the paper with what Bernanke's doing to the paper? Get ready for quantitative easing 3. Come on, I don't care what you think about Ron Paul, but that was fun, right? You can't, man, who else is going to spar with anybody in the Fed as long as there's a Fed? And I don't care if you consider yourself anything, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, it doesn't matter. You got to realize that the reason that we have so much crap garbage going on in politics, of course, yes, throughout history, politics has been ugly and corrupt. But what facilitated it to go to $14.3 trillion in corruption? Of course, the Fed, fiat money. Fractional reserve banking. And until we understand that, then all of this other stuff is, what do they say, dancing on the head of a pin or rearranging the deck chairs of the Titanic? I just saw the CEO of Overstock.com. They've got this new thing, O.co. I forget his name, but I'm supposed to interview him next Tuesday for the special Ames, Iowa Money Bomb radio marathon for Ron Paul. Fascinating guy. CEO knows it. He says, look, we're headed for a bigger depression than even the Great Depression. The guy, the Fox News commentator was like, I didn't know that. I've known you for years. I didn't hear that. That's pretty intense. Why do you say that? And he nailed it. He says, because of fiat money, fractional reserve banking, thinking that we can borrow our way and spend our way to prosperity, building bubbles only to have them collapse. Now, if it were like previous bubbles, with all of the infusion of so-called cash, wherever it's coming from, imaginary, illusory as it is, normally you'd be reinflating a new bubble somewhere. But they can't seem to do it. How many trillions do they have to throw at it before they realize they're screwed? They're hosed. They've done it one too many times. And the laws of physics catch up with them. It's not even gravity. It's beyond gravity. And, of course, the situation is dire, and there is gravity to the situation, however you want to say it. But if we're going to make it through to the next realm, you're going to say, well, I think I'd rather have gold than paper. And if you have not purchased and downloaded the information that Mike Adams and I delivered in the economic security event, Be Prepared, Not Scared, Economic Survival, it is still just as valid, perhaps more so, than the day we did it. And it's still available. And this is, this was a tandem piece that preceded the one we just did on food security. And I'm going to talk about the use of fossil water when we come back in China. Right, we warned about that in the new one. If you haven't downloaded that, like 9 hours of audio plus and then some. What a value. Go do it. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You got a comment, a question, you need a hug, whatever. Call me, let me know. And of course, robertscottbell.com. You're listening through naturalnewsradio.com. Also, special thanks for those of you who go through the portal at talkstreamlive.com. You find during the hours of noon to 4 Eastern, that's daytime and nighttime, for that 4-hour stretch, we're up with a live link back to Natural News. Why go there? Simply to elevate the awareness of the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Natural News radio stream to a whole host of talk radio aficionados, appreciators, huggers. I mean, we've got tree huggers. Why not radio show huggers? We talk about the affection that even men need. Oh, my gosh. We're not going back there because Don will start playing funny music. Anyway, we're about on the break. Say thanks to the sponsors. Coming right back with more powerful healing and a little bit of hydration after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anybody thirsty? Hey, if you are, don't go to China. They're running out of water. And this is it's one of the topics that Mike Adams and I covered in the food security event. The fossil water, the deep underground water, the aquifers drying up because of overuse and abuse and improper use of land and resources and on and on and on. China's going through some major growing pains. There are problems associated with great prosperity when that prosperity is not done in alignment with the actual resources available to be prosperous. Of course, so much of the prosperity we covered a little bit in last segment when we acknowledged Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve and fiat money and fractional reserve banking, which creates stuff out of thin air and then allows for growth that wouldn't be possible in the old-fashioned way. You know, used to be, talk to Grandma and Grandpa if they're still around. Used to be they talked about hard work, you know, nose to the grindstone. As long as it takes, just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And eventually, you know, that success comes. But we were sold that false bill of goods that there's a shortcut way of doing it. It's like just printing digits out of a computer. Boom, you're rich, you're wealthy. Look at all that paper. You know, and it was funny. Jerry Doyle covered the Ron Paul thing I mentioned in the last segment. Ron asks Ben Bernanke, so is gold money? No. Well, gee, why? And JD asked the question, well, why you got guards around Fort Knox? It's no big deal. What's the deal? Why is everybody holding gold? Right? And of course, it's an absurd statement. It's just, again, a big scam. But now we got the big problem is that China holds all the money, if you will. We're a debtor nation to China. We're going to probably have to pay them back in water if we're not already secretly piping water over there or filling up the ships that are not being used to bring goods into America because people aren't buying them the way they used to. Just fill them up with water. Take America's water. And, of course, all of the yahoos out there, the neoconservative conservatives, the neoconservative liberals that are like, rah, rah, go after Libya, go after Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen. Just keep on going. Yeah, keep on going until China stops accepting Federal Reserve notes, and then good luck defending your nation. You think about it. We have gotten into a state of autoimmunity. We can't pay for our own defense. Not that we've been doing defense. We've been doing preemptive offense, if you will. Preemptive war, which is not a just war. It's never a just war because it's been based on the Pasteurian germ theory that every microbe on planet Earth is just a terrorist waiting to happen. So we are perfectly within our rights to send missiles into foreign lands. And if there is collateral damage, innocent children and women, it's okay. That's the price of protecting us from things, boogeymen that may or may not exist. Oh, and pardon me for caring. I want more from my fellow Americans than this nonsense idea of, well, we got to be everywhere or else they're going to come get us here. Listen, if we were as strong as we used to be, we'd just bring the troops home, defend our own borders. No one in their right mind would try to attack us. No one ever really has, outside of us attacking ourselves for the most part. In the early phases, when we talked about the uncivil civil war, the war of northern aggression, or the war between the states, however you want to term it. But they don't get that in defense because they don't get the biological imperative of how the immune system works. Instead, they think we can fool Mother Nature. Let's just inject people with real or imaginary vaccines, take their DNA, and tell them it's all for their own good. It's all for their own good. The CIA as savior. Of course, this is what is disastrous here. And as I bring to light, you know, the article here, and I have it linked up on Natural News. One of the writers out there put a good coverage story on this. J.D. Hayes did this. And, you know, it really brings to light the future of warfare around the planet, that we're on at Earth, unless there's, an alien invasion that gets us all aligned again. The deus ex machina, either they come to save us or attack us. One way to bring us to our senses. And, of course, as China continues to grow and develop, and they've got the burgeoning middle and upper middle class, they can afford things they couldn't. They live like we have, abusing the land, not working with nature, and, of course, polluting it like crazy. And then they run out of water. Where are they going to go? You think they want to stop the growth? You know, the rebellion, though, they want to overthrow the communist government. Even though it's communist capitalist, it's kind of an infusion of things. What are they going to do? Well, they're building warships. They're building aircraft carriers. They're building stealth bombers. Not because they hate capitalism and they hate freedom. But it's because they love prosperity. They want to control their citizens, keep them fat and happy, so they don't overthrow their own government. And so this is a big concern. China holds what? How much of our debt we owe to them? What if they call it in? Do they have the military might to force it? Would they? Well, right now, maybe not. But as we bankrupt ourselves into oblivion by warfare and welfare, is it out of the realm of possibility that they become that so-called communist threat that really isn't communist anymore? So capitalist that they want to engulf and devour a former capitalist free country? Because we owe them so much money, they're just cashing it in. Oh, you want to pay me back in fractional reserve, Federal Reserve note dollars that can't even buy? What is it? As of yesterday, what was it, like $1,500+ per ounce? You're right. Some of you remember. I mean, when gold was like 200-something, 300-something. And, of course, isn't the gold that got more expensive? It's the reality that the paper that buys it has gotten so valueless relative to what it was before. Of course, it's all illusory. We know that. Some people say, well, you can't eat gold. Well, yes, I agree with that. And we covered that. Mike Adams and I covered that in the food, well, the economic security program for Be Prepared, Not Scared, economic preparedness and survival. Other strategies to be at the ready, because you can bet as sure as quantitative easing 3 is coming. As I said, Ron Paul said, why didn't you just give it with the $5 trillion you spent on quantitative easing and stimuli and paying off foreign banks and countries, who knows what else? You could have given every man, woman, and child in America $17,000. Yes, a family of four. What would that be, $68,000 or so? And you think you would have stimulated the economy if you had an extra $68,000 tax-free coming in? Come on. But no, it wasn't ever about that. It was never about that. It's never been about that. That's the scam, you dummycrats. And even you Republicrats still align and believe that your party apparatchiks, how do you say that, are out there for you and the little people. They want to vaccinate the little people. They want to drug the little people. The Obama administration's FDA is on steroids now, the way they're going after dietary supplements. Obama, the executive branch, that's the FDA, that's him. They're going out. They're not going to allow you the decriminalization of cannabis, right? You want hemp? For nutrition, even? It's not a drug. You want to eat it? Oh, well, we'll import it. We're not going to let our farmers grow it. Do you understand why nullification may be the only option here? I mean, if you can't vote the criminals out, and Ron Paul's retiring, unless there are a lot of people going to replace him that are not criminals, And what are you going to do? What do you expect is going to happen? The Republicans, you know, even it, listen, if there's another Republican that gets in, let's say some Republican candidate that's not Ron Paul wins this time about, you really think they're going to change? No. Come on. What does history teach us between the Dems and the Repubs since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913? The owners and controllers, the banksters, the criminal banksters continue on until you end the Fed. And who's standing against that? Well, both Republicans and Democrats are standing against that with very rare exception. And until you understand that is the enemy, then the Hegelian dialectic has you in its grasp. And you're still behaving as if you are a little child, trusting your overlords that are there to help you, to protect you, to bail you out when you're troubled. If they wanted to bail you out, they'd have given you the 17 grand instead of converting your share into foreign aid, foreign assistance, warfare, or welfare to other people, just not you. And then Obama says, well, we're not going to give your Social Security checks unless the Republicans cave into demands to raise the taxes. I'm sorry, but we do not have a revenue problem in the United States. We have a spending problem. I don't know why do I even have to say this? I didn't even intend to go this route. I'm just sorry. I mean, I'm watching the decay and the destruction of the country of my birth. Does it even exist anymore? It's so far beyond bankrupt. And hundreds of millions of Americans are still duped. They still are going to vote for the lesser of two evils, which is the evil of two lessers. Or are they? This is the choice we're all making now. What is the future to be? Que sera, sera, right? Is it ours to see? Do we have the ability to learn from history to not repeat it? Or are we going to go down the same darn road that we have been witnessing over the past 100 years, for which our grandparents and parents may have fallen asleep at the wheel, but are we? Certainly our kids are not going to be really pleased about it, and a lot of the young people are waking up to this reality. And if they realize how you're not having water, 4 days, you're done. China wants your water, and we can't pay for our own troops to defend ourselves, forget it. They're going to take our water. How do you... You know, and then you've got movies like Red Dawn from the 1980s, the Cold War era movies of what would happen. The reality happens in a little different way a little later. But because we didn't heed the warnings that were there, the people that saw it, whether it be economic Keynesianism and the collapse of the Federal Reserve note dollar, or acknowledging the Austrian economists, if you will. So as they say, water, water, everywhere or nowhere, a drop to drink or not to drink. What is going on here? Are you prepared? You know, I've talked about in the food security event. We talked about building a rain barrel, collecting water, purifying it, having all the tools and the ability to survive the collapse of a lot of these municipalities. I mean, I don't like talking about it. I mean, it's kind of like talking to your parents about, well, what's it going to be like when they're gone? Maybe many of you have lost both or one of your parents. I've lost one of mine. And I know it was not fun to ever even consider talking about life on planet Earth without one or both of them. But it's at that point you realize, you know, are we going to grow up and talk about these difficult issues, much less plan for them, be ready for them, be prepared for them? Or are we going to pretend that, you know, even if our mommy and daddy perish from this earth and pass on as life comes and goes, that, oh, well, we'll always have the federal government to bail us out, like Katrina. FEMA is going to come and save us. Not. Are we prepared to wake up and be adults, behave as adults, and stop, you know, pointing, oh, he's a Democrat, oh, he's a Republican, and that's the reason why we're in trouble? No, we've abandoned liberty. We've abandoned principle. I'd like to think not here, right? Not in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, right? Not among the folks that read natural news every day. But we're all waking up in our own way, in our own time, seeing what we're capable of seeing or willing to see at any given point in time. And pain is the great purifier. I've said it before. Pain, the great purifier of God, or whatever you believe God to be. Pain is actually the great purifier. If we have to get uncomfortable enough, hungry enough, thirsty enough to change our ways, it will take what it takes. Now, we don't always have to get hit on the head by a 2x4 if we're willing to listen to the whispers when they're still whispers and we're still capable of making changes before disastrous tragedy and catastrophe. But if we are unwilling to move and change at the times where the whispers and the simple changes and shifts can happen, then we're going to have to go through the hardships of rebuilding after a collapse. It takes what it takes. I just would rather have you be prepared for what may be inevitable. And maybe it isn't, but only if we wake up and change our ways now. And it isn't so much that our neighbor has to do it. We have to do it. I have to do it. You have to do it because, as we always know, we one day learn we can't change anybody else. We can only change ourselves. And that's not a trite saying or expression. It's a universal truth. But until it's put into action, we're going to struggle and blame everybody else for what ails us. All right, well, let's see if a light bulb goes off for anybody between now and the next segment. And we'll come back. And I think there's even something so absurd it might qualify as an MOD. Remember what that is, longtime listeners? We might have one of those coming up shortly. Right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you for being here. Coming right back after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did the light bulb go off for you on the break there? Did it? It went off for me, and it went back on again. Remember I covered a few days ago about the light bulb ban? There was a vote, I think, Monday or Tuesday, and the House GOP failed to repeal the light bulb efficiency requirement. Remember this? This is the one that where they said, oh, we're going to save everybody so much energy, we'll switch over to CFL's compact fluorescent lights. Never mind. Look the other way. Don't breathe a word of it. But there's mercury in them there bulbs. So if you break it, as I mentioned the other day, call the hazmat team, hold your breath, hope that they get there in time before you have to breathe the vapor. Yes, the second most toxic substance known to planet Earth is an environmental disaster, yet it's going to help save us because it burns less electricity, energy, whatever. This is the unintended consequences of do-gooders. Of course, it wasn't do-gooders. They got lobbied by GE and all the big light bulb manufacturers that not making as much money selling light bulbs for a quarter apiece. Oh, we need more profit. Can you please ban our original products? Been around since the time of Thomas Edison. Yes, just ban it. You're thinking, why would they ask to ban it? Well, because they've got these new patented forms of light bulbs that they want on the market. Now, who in their right mind is going to spend $4 for a bulb when you can buy it for a quarter? Well, wait, we can get Congress to ban the cheap ones, and we'll call it environmentally responsible, and Al Gore will buy it. And environmental earth muffins that can't think for themselves will say, rah, rah, as they suck on the mercury popsicle. And this is where we find ourselves here, as the GOP, even in the majority, could not do a thing about this to overcome the powerful lobby. Yes, repealing the light bulb efficiency requirement. They couldn't do it. And you expect that if you have a Republican president, it's going to be anything different? Oh, like, what can I say? I keep bumping back to the guy who said, Robert, stop saying Ron Paul. All right, come on. Tell me who else is going to stand up, who hasn't taken this lobby money, who hasn't been corrupted. You know, I wrote about, Doug Weed was writing about Ron Paul the other day, incorruptible. And look, nobody that carries the shell, you know, you exist right now, you have a physical body, you are not incorruptible. Everybody is corruptible, but you don't know if they're incorruptible potentially. You don't know actually if they are until they leave the planet. And then you can look back on their lives and say, well, were they corrupted at all? But one thing is for sure, if you break one of the CFL energy-saving light bulbs, you will be corrupted by toxic mercury, but that's okay. It's approved by Congress. It's approved by the FDA. Don, I need a hug again. Here you are. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We can't go there again.
No, no. The hazmat teams will be called out. There shall be no hugging. You did enough. You hugged it out yesterday. That's right. Anyway, oh, that was so much fun. Actually, we got a lot of great feedback on that, Don, by the way. Just lightening it up a little bit. No pun intended on the light bulb story, though. But we'll lighten it up without mercury. Thank you very much.
Nope. I agree.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't make any sense that we're going to spend this money and put in legislation to make sure that everybody has a toxic chemical, hazard.
Yes.
I call a hazmat team out to your house in case one breaks. Just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
of course, I don't know why I'm surprised. You know, if you look at everything else that Congress is doing right now, this makes about as much sense as everything else that's going on.
Well, you know, we could get the EPA and the FAA to consult, and maybe they can have, remember if you're an airline and you have decompression, those things that drop out of the ceiling, maybe we can have one in every room. That'll be mandated by Congress next. Because if you break a CFL, don't worry, just put the mask over your mouth and nose first, then your child's. So you'll minimize a little bit of the mercury exposure.
Exactly.
Well, it's a fascinating thing to watch the dunderheads in Congress do stupid things in the name of saving the environment, and all they're doing is corrupting and intoxicating the people if we're not toxic enough. So do we have any good story? Actually, there's another toxic story. Before the break, I was considering whether this would be a moment of duh, but it's sort of a partial moment of duh. I don't even think we're going to do the music on this one, Don. You know this story. Smoking in pregnancy raises risks of birth defects. Now, Why would I think it is a moment of doubt? Because, like you, I would say, doesn't everybody know this? Is this news?
Well, when we come up with a moment of duh story, there's some humor in it. And it's usually a ridiculous statement, a ridiculous conclusion that somebody's come to in a study. But when I saw this, I was thinking, you know, there's really nothing funny about this because – This is something we've known for years, and it's not just people that happen to be on the same level of knowledge and consciousness like the listeners to the show and the readers of Natural News. I thought everybody knew that smoking while you're pregnant might cause birth defects. I don't understand why we're still doing studies to prove this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just distracted by an advertisement on the page here at Medical News Today. This is I'm really shocked here on Medical News Today there, and I don't know if it'll pop up for everybody. You know how some of these ads rotate, but there's an advertisement, or for my British friends, an advertisement from something called VH Essentials. They call it BV treatment, and it's homeopathic time release vaginal insert. Now, what strikes me is not where they're putting this in, but the fact that it's homeopathic. I am shocked. This is a medical news. Homeopathy's growing, Don. This is crazy. They're actually acknowledging that homeopathy works for all kinds of things, or at least that the Medical News Today readers might be interested in the homeopathic medicine. We're on the air.
I've been surprised numerous times on this particular website that they do sometimes include stuff that makes a little more sense. But, now I'm looking at the page and I'm not seeing the ad you're talking about.
So it must be a pop-up link. It's like it did it for me, I guess. And I'm pleasantly surprised to see that the economics of scale are moving towards homeopathic medicine. But coming back to the story, and I apologize for that, but I couldn't not comment as I'm looking at this today. The reports on this raising the risk of birth defects. I mean, you're right. It's not funny. It is sort of absurd that they have to say it. But when they said about the smoking, and of course, we've talked about smoking like no other health show. We're the one show that actually acknowledges tobacco is what tobacco is, but everything else is in the cigarettes. It's not tobacco. But suffice it to say, the smoking of what they see, 33% raising of risk of babies being born with skull defects. Obviously not funny at all. 28% raised risk of being born with club foot, 28% for cleft lip or palate, 27% for gastrointestinal defects, and 26% for missing or deformed limbs. I mean, this is serious stuff. But as I said, it's been a long time since big tobacco were actually tobacco cigarettes. So how much of that is tobacco and how much of that is all of the other crap that we've basically talked about? We did that great program. Those of you who want to go back to the archives and listen to one of the Healing Revolution Fridays within the last few weeks where we talked about tobacco or cigarettes as well and what to do about it, you'll get a perspective on where we are on this subject.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like common knowledge to me, and maybe I'm coming at this from a simplistic view, but in my opinion, if you're smoking, if you're drinking, if you're doing drugs when you're pregnant, then you need to have your head examined. It just doesn't make any sense. So,
and you need to pump up your selenium levels, your chromium levels, all the minerals that are being stolen from you. Because you're just having to counteract the cadmium, all the arsenic, all the things that are trace elements on toxins and carcinogens within that so-called tobacco cigarette, and of course leading to all the birth defects. So there's no mystery here as to why that's happening. But please, if you smoke, choose something like an organic tobacco that really is just tobacco. Or, if not, get on some of the homeopathics, the herbals, the things we've talked about, if you'd like to quit, to help you through that. And even if you're not willing to quit, go back and listen to that show I did with Dr. King on tobacco smoking and take the remedies at least to detoxify your body in the midst of it. In the meantime, if you're hungry, you can go to a grocery store, but it might not change anything because there are fast food restaurants available to you. Will you choose them? Don, you sent me this study from Health News. This is interesting. It says more supermarkets doesn't mean better health. What is this all about?
Well, what they did was a study in urban areas, and what they found was that living close to supermarkets and grocery stores did not mean that urban dwellers ate more fruits and vegetables or had a healthier overall diet. In the same study, they found, however, having fast food restaurants nearby did mean that low-income men ate at the chain restaurants more often. So when I was reading this, I was thinking – The thought that came up was, all right, so why is it that in these urban areas, people are choosing to eat at the fast food restaurants rather than going to the supermarkets where the healthier food is?
Well, if we go back to convenience, we go back to, you know, even pricing and other things. But look at a supermarket, the traditional supermarkets today. I mean, it's a fraction of a percent, or maybe it's 3%. I've heard it told that is actually food there. Everything else is processed with additives, flavorings, and all the other garbage that's there. How much of it is real food anyway? But I understand the sentiment that if you're getting something, or you have the potential to get something like a raw fruit or vegetable, something that isn't devoid of any value, as opposed to what we're seeing a lot in the fast food restaurants there. But what I guess, you know, what's the conclusion here about the story? I mean, here, if I'm reading this, they say that they conclude that doctors should be asking, for instance, their diabetic patients whether they have trouble getting enough food and helping them find more reliable food access. And I'm thinking, if there's food all around them, but what about the quality of the food? The doctors don't say anything about food quality.
Well, and that's true. However, if you look at it this way, all right, if somebody chose to go to a supermarket, and if they're focusing on fruits and vegetables in this study.
Yeah.
If they chose to go to a supermarket, even though the fruits and vegetables are not organic, obviously the fruits and vegetables would be better than them going and getting a Big Mac at McDonald's. So the question is, why are they choosing the Big Mac versus the salad or the fruit or something at the supermarket? I think there's several different ways that you can look at that.
Yeah.
Some people would look at that as the marketing aspect of it, and the advertising that people, you know, we've talked about this before, where they've wanted to, you know, shoot Ronald McDonald and make him retire,
right.
You know, or anything like
that. It's all the clown's fault.
Yeah, so I think people may look at it that way. You know,
I come back to the mineral deficiencies, right? The chromium, the compulsion, the addiction, the cravings, and the fast carbohydrates that are available to you in junk food, snack food, fast food as a primary example or reason perhaps why they're making these wrong choices.
Sure, and that's true. And then, you know, we can always, you know, even go farther down the rabbit hole when we start looking at the additives and the things that they're putting in this processed food, that it would appear, it seems to have been proven that these things do actually have an addictive quality to them, you know, that cause people to crave them and want to eat them. But I also think there's a broader issue here where it's a generational thing, where people over time, generation after generation, have really lost touch with what real food is or why it's important to eat fresh, raw food versus going through the drive-thru to have that immediate gratification.
Donnie, you're right. Over generation after generation here in America, it's become a learned behavior. I recognize it in my own life because I grew up eating out of the food, the grocer's freezer kind of thing, the box. You know, it became normal. And only a few generations ago, food in a box? What the heck was that? That didn't exist.
Right.
And so, you know, when Mike and I did the food security event that just was released, we talk about that, getting back in touch with the growing of food, getting connected back with where food actually comes from. So definitely we need to do that, and that will help hopefully break the cycle. But if you're hungry enough, you'll eat what is available to you. And if it's not available in the supermarket or even the fast food restaurant, if you're not growing it, you're in big trouble. So again, another plug for growing a Liberty Garden, as we say. Even if it's a simple thing that you plant just to start, it's going to get you back on the right road. Listen, we got a little long in this segment. Don, good to have you on board here as usual. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. In fact, remember we talked about the malaria issue? Like, let's take an anti-malaria pill. No. Let's take an anti-parasitic pill and we'll kill the mosquitoes that eat us or bite us. Well, I think they were listening to us, Don. We got a story that builds on this. They've changed their strategy in 24 hours. We're going to reveal what that strategy is after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Thank you for being here. Coming right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information, I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don, I think somebody out there is listening to us in the media or scientific realm, because we covered that story about the mosquitoes will, you know, bite you, eat your blood and die. And it was based on...
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. Take a pill.
Yes.
So that this chemical is in your bloodstream, so that when the mosquito bites you, it kills... Yeah, it turns
you
basically
a human insecticide.
Into insect repellent, yeah. Or insect killer.
Yes, and we'll call you off, and we'll spray you everywhere. Now, according to what we said yesterday, I think they were listening. They changed strategy really, really quickly here, and they've come
it's
up
amazing.
With...
amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's very innovative, and it has to do with laundry, something like that. It's kind of weird. So I think the men will appreciate this who don't do laundry, because you actually could be saving the planet from malaria. It turns out, Don, are you sure this one is not an Onion article that you sent me? You sure this is real?
No, this is Associated Press.
Okay,
it's from,
AP.
It's for real.
All right, it says this. Scientists, stinky, come on, stinky sock smell helps fight malaria. Okay.
Yay!
All right. From becoming human insecticides, now we become stinky socks, and we can protect all of Africa from mosquitoes that cause malaria. So evidently, mosquitoes like more than clean human skin. They like stinky socks.
Now, I don't even know what to say about that. Why mosquitoes like stinky socks, I don't know. But obviously, stinky socks to kill mosquitoes is much better than taking a pill.
I agree. It's a step in the right direction. You know, the Gates Foundation is somehow behind this, which is weird. Were they collecting? You know, Bill Gates is known to buy one pair of socks, wear them once, and get rid of them. So maybe they're not that stinky. But he's wealthy enough to do it. Maybe he's donating all of his old stinky socks. I don't know what's happening here. But they're funding a pungent project in Tanzania to find out if this can work.
Is it really called that? A pungent project?
Yes, a pungent project. You've got to have these alliterations, nice, or people won't go for it. And if they can be cheaply mass-produced, they're going to have stinky sock traps. And they're going to set them outside so that they'll be, you know, basically collecting or gathering these mosquitoes in these stinky sock traps. And then the stinky sock smell, though, doesn't kill them, though, Don. So it doesn't eradicate completely. I think they're probably going to have one sacrificial human put there that has been given this anti-parasitic drug. So they'll eat the blood of that person, and then they'll die. So they're going to have stinky sock. They're going to actually have a human wearing the stinky sock. But who's going to be that human volunteer? I vote for Bill Gates.
Yes, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah. Well, Dutch scientist Bart Knowles first discovered mosquitoes were attracted to foot odor by standing in a dark room naked and examining where he was bitten. Where do they get these scientists, Don?
Oh, come on, really?
I mean, this is bizarre. You get arrested for that in some countries. Not in no, of course, it's the Netherlands, right? In the Netherlands, you can do that in the Netherlands. Yeah, it's like the hinterlands. I wonder if he was bitten in the hinterlands. Actually,
did he volunteer for this, I wonder?
I don't know, but the head of the research project at Tanzania's Ikafara What a name. Ifakara? No, Ifakara Health. Yeah, thank you. It's like Ifakara. Ifakara, but over the following...
Ifakara.
Yes, yeah. It's Icky. But over the following 15 years, researchers struggled to put the knowledge to you. So they've been sitting on this or wearing this in their stinky shoes for 15 years, and they didn't tell us all
so
this time.
Dr. Bart Knowles discovered that the mosquitoes were attracted to foot odor by standing in a dark room naked and examining where he was bitten. Now, there's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know if I want to go there, but...
we'll just move on. Go ahead.
Yes, of course. But it's an interesting project, according to Richard Tren. He's the director of health advocacy group, Africa Fighting Malaria. But he says then, caveat, there's no magic bullet. We are going to need a lot of different tools to fight malaria. Certainly, we need to solve the problem of insecticide resistance and preserve the effectiveness of malaria drugs that we have at the moment. Now... again, we come back to the melphloquine, which is Larium. I've talked about years ago, the first time I went to West Africa, I wasn't as schooled. It was early on, and I was just learning homeopathy, and I was frightened into taking the Larium. Now, thank God I didn't have any horrific side effects when I had it the first time, because subsequent to that, I learned, and we've covered this, that Larium can create really bizarre hallucinations. I mean, literally can cause you to go off your rocker. Now, the next time we went to West Africa, I took my homeopathic medicine kit. I had my cinchona, which is the Peruvian bark, the quinine, in homeopathic form. I also had homeopathic phosphorus. We utilized the silver we talked about. I mean, there were so many tools that I had. I remained just fine throughout the trip, and everybody that took the homeopathic medicines that I did, there were even nozodes for malaria. Remember, we've talked about nozodes here. And everybody did fine. The people that took the malaria, the anti-malarial medication, Larium, a lot of them got, in fact, most of them got sick. Some of them even got malaria. So, look, when I look at this and the Gates Foundation and all the quintillions of Federal Reserve notes that they're spending on drugs and toxins and now dirty socks, and here we can do for pennies on the dollar, we got the problem solved, but they don't want the problem solved, do they? Or else they would be listening to the show and acting on it. Of course, as I said, we acknowledge stinky socks may be an improvement over poisoning the population and turning them into human insecticides. Honey, hey, no, don't clean my socks. No, it's good medicine. Yes,
that's
I know
right.
They smell bad.
My teenager can now have an excuse for not doing his
job. We've given all the teenagers excuses not to clean their socks ever again. They can say, well, we're helping the planet. Oh, lovely. However do we cover these stories, Don? I don't know.
But we love to cover them, don't we?
We do. We're made to do it. So here we are. Rocking the health world as we do every day here on Natural News Radio. I've got a fascinating subject matter next hour. Those of you who still are under the mistaken illusion that HIV causes AIDS, wow, we're going to take it into a court of law and find out how there is actually no evidence to support the hypothesis. It's going to shock you, but it's going to empower you as well. Clark Baker is going to join me, as well as Liam Sheff, a little later, next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But in the meantime, all I got to do is remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you
can't you just show me? We're always on this roller coaster. If you want me, why can't you get closer? Never there.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is it possible that a drug knows your sexual orientation? Is it possible that a drug knows whether you're a man or a woman? Is it possible that a drug knows whether you're from Earth, Mars, or Venus? Maybe we should get John Gray to find out about that. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. But this is the question this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe we'll get the answer, because there's a bizarre story coming up about just such a drug. How has the technology improved so much that we can program into a pill whether it knows, well, your socioeconomic status? Let's see. Did it read your tax return? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. This hour we got Clark Baker from the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, as well as my dear friend Liam Sheff will chime in on that subject and as it relates to HIV and AIDS and the criminality of those who have been thrown in prison because they supposedly have tested positive and had sexual relations with someone, whether they knew it or not, the status. This is a shocking story that I don't think any other media outlet is going to cover, and we're going to cover it here this hour. But first, I've got to take on the chiropractors. Wait a second, Robert, didn't you marry one? No.
What's going on with that?
No, I didn't mean that. Yeah. I'm talking about the chiropractic board in Texas. This is the Texas Board of Chiropractic Examiners, the TBCE. Evidently, and this is according to the Alliance for Natural Health, good group there. We cover them from time to time as well. There's a real threat to the Texas chiropractor's scope of practice. Now, you'd think the TBCE would be defending the scope of practice for the chiropractors, but in this case, they're proposing a change in their own rules that would prohibit chiropractic doctors from diagnosing or treating any condition not explicitly related to the spine. Despite the fact that we know chiropractic is so much more than just spine, because the nervous system runs through the spine, it affects everything, the communication of the entire body, pain and beyond. Yet they're willing to cave to what? Why would they do this, Don? This is bizarre. Why would your own board go against you and say, oh, yes, we're your board, but we want you to do less. We want you to not be able to do what you know how to do.
There's got to be more to this story than what the headline says there.
Well, indeed, evidently the TBCE was sued by the Texas Medical Association. That's like the AMA for the state of Texas, right? These are basically the minions for the pharmaceutical pseudoscientific medical complex, and this turns out to be a major turf war. Evidently, the TMA has sued the TBCE, trying to limit the scope of practice. And the Texas Chiropractic Association, of course, is another group that defends the chiropractors. They're up in arms and going, what are you doing caving over? Why are you trying to compromise on this? Of course, it comes to strong-arm tactics in the legal realm. And they're just trying to save their aspirin, or their non-drug aspirin, because chiropractors are not supposed to use drugs. But the TBCE was sued by the TMA last year, and they were challenging three broad points in the TBCE's existing rules. The lawsuit claims that only medical doctors can diagnose medical conditions. Again, turf war. We can't let anybody else acknowledge that there's something wrong in the body. Chiropractic doctors would need an order or protocol from a medical doctor to perform a diagnosis. Oh, yes, that's what we need. Doctors of chiropractic going through gatekeepers, medical doctors. How many MDs are going to refer out to a doctor of chiropractic, Don? Do you know many?
Not likely.
No. In most cases, they're not. I mean, granted, the docs that we highlight here may, but that's another story. But typically, no, they're the gate. They want all the money to themselves. They're going to send it out to maybe osteopaths, doctor of osteopathic medicine. And some of them are good and do good work, but some of them are just as bad on the drug side of things as the MDs. So this is what, the TCB or TBC, I want to say TCBE. I think that was like the country's best yogurt. TCBY, remember
TCBY,
that?
TCBY, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. But no, it's TBCE. In their defense, say you cannot treat unless you first diagnose. So obviously it means that if you ever want to see a chiropractor for other than something related to the spine, which honestly, between you and me, everything's related to the spine and the nervous system, you'll have to go through a gatekeeper medical doctor. Now, this is, to me, horrific and horrendous. In Texas, in the Republic of Texas, do they really, really want to limit your freedom? I mean, already they got Rick Perry sabotaging the anti-TSA legislation and allowing the Fourth Amendment to be violated. Is this what the people of Texas want? I doubt it. But this is what is evidently happening here.
Well, and we've got a lot of listeners that are chiropractors. We've heard, from them quite a bit over the years, so... You know, if this is happening in Texas, we always want to pay attention to these things because quite often these things set a precedence for things that might happen in other states. So it's definitely something that needs to be needs some attention.
Well, yeah, and in good news, the Texas Chiropractic Association has filed a constitutional challenge protecting the doctors of chiropractic and their scope of practice, but these are all tied up in the courts. Who knows where they are? Now, the ANH has a good take on this, and I agree with them. They say the Texas chiropractors under assault again by conventional doctors are trying to compromise. And of course, what do you get when you try to compromise with the devil? Come on, man.
We could definitely make a tie into what's going on with the raising of the debt ceiling right now, couldn't we?
Well, exactly. You want to Tim Geithner and Obama, you got to raise it when there's no revenue problem, it's a spending problem, but again, you make a deal with the devil and you're going to be, you're going to get the horns, right? You know, run with the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, you're might going to get the horns of the bull. And, of course, this is the lesson that evidently the TBCY has not gotten, that you don't try to play nice, for instance, like with the FDA, with the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. We tried to play nice. We tried to make rules and say, okay, we'll be regulated. And they screwed the dietary supplement manufacturers every turn, every turn. How long does it take to realize the only way to defeat them is to defund them? And, of course, the defunding is going to happen by default because we will default. They will default. The Fed will default. It is defaulting every time it's printing more dollars to pay back the debt that it can never repay. And so inevitably, you do nothing, it's going to crumble. We're not advocating doing nothing, but we're advocating, as the ANH is advocating, that the Texas chiropractors need to show some backbone. How's that for a tie-in, right? Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't have my drum and cymbal ready there.
Well, I agree. That came from the ANH, but it's absolutely right. Stop playing nice with people who want to put you out of business. You can't. You can't nice them. Oh, if I'm nice enough to them. Now, this doesn't mean you have to, hate them and seethe with rage, but realize if they're attacking you to kill you, you have an obligation and a right to defend yourself. Chiropractors, stop being gutless and spineless in Texas. Stand against the medical profession, at least those within it, that are trying to basically limit your ability to help those that need the help that only you know how to offer your patients.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on this and see how this develops.
Yeah, definitely. And any Texas DCs that know about this firsthand, call me up, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Let us know what's going on there on the ground. We want to hear about it. All right, real quick, before the break, I had an email question. I actually answered an email. A longtime listener, Scott, you know who you are, asked about sciatica. And since we're on the topic of chiropractic, he said, obviously a good doctor of chiropractic can know how to deal with that. Even an osteopathic physician might be able to help you. But the question was, are you taking at least 5,000 milligrams of 100% whole food silica every day to rebuild the structural integrity of the connective tissue, including the discs and the spine itself? As well as taking about 1 to 3 grams, and I said grams, not milligrams, so it's 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams of EPA-DHA combination essential fatty acids, because we need to reduce inflammation in cases of sciatica. Could be structural, but if there's a breakdown in the connective tissue, that is silica. And the Alta silica we use here that's concentrated from the tea form, because you can utilize much more of it that way, is what we use and we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. So all of those suffering from sciatica, look to that. Of course, Rustox and Ruta homeopathically. I don't have enough time to go into it all. First, we got to get to a drug that knows whether you're gay or straight, whether you're old or young, whether you're a girl or a boy, whether you're rich or poor. It is so bizarre. It relates to AIDS, so it's not surprising, because everything that relates to HIV and AIDS is bizarre when you look below the surface. I am joined next by former police officer of Los Angeles and a Marine. His name is Clark Baker, and he's coming to us from the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice right after this break. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, between my producer, Don, and all my friends on Facebook, I get loaded up with some pretty interesting stories from time to time, and people are getting wind of my perspective on a lot of different things here, including the controversy of the so-called AIDS syndrome, which is not a disease, and its relationship or non-relationship to what they call HIV. And Patrick sent a link yesterday. It was similar to the time that my producer sent a link. Maybe I've got multiple producers out there. He says, Robert, I hate to get you all worked up and angry, but I had to pass this story on to you since I know how you feel about this HIV/AIDS. And, of course, the story is what? AIDS drugs can stop heterosexual infection. And I'm thinking, wow, they've really engineered a doozy with this one, because this is the first pill on record in the history of recorded medical science or pseudoscience that a pill knows whether you're heterosexual or homosexual. It is as bizarre gets, and I thought, who can I have on to discuss this and more but a dear friend who I've known for many years, who stood up for justice and, of course, against scientific, injustice. And his name is Clark Baker, and he's got a website called the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, OMSJ. And the headline on that site is How Drug Companies Get Away with Murder, because this certainly is. If they want to drug all heterosexuals now, it wasn't enough to go after gay people or other minorities or poor people. Now everybody needs to be on this pill. Clark Baker, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm honored to have you back on board. You have stood up for so much that is right and good. I've gone through your history with my show over the years on Sundays that I've been doing for a long time. But now that we're daily through Natural News Radio, maybe many don't know you yet. I wish they would. And the things that you've done, of course, as a Marine, a U.S. Marine, as a part of the Los Angeles Police Department as well, you have rifled through corruption, not literally, but maybe literally, and been thrown out and then cleared because you were actually standing against corruption, and this happens from time to time. But you've actually stood against so much injustice, it's hard to imagine how you can't go out without a flak jacket.
Well, after you've arrested a few thousand felons during a career, you kind of get used to them not liking you very much. And when you consider that the pharmaceutical industry has paid about $9 billion settling thousands of criminal and civil complaints related to their products that kill or injure about a million Americans a year, I'm not surprised that that they don't like me either.
Yes.
But this just it's just part of the territory, and if I wanted to make cookies, then I would make cookies instead.
Well, you would make cookies that would bring about justice and peace, though. That's just your nature.
No, actually, I just like chocolate chips. That's all.
All right. Well, if that would make, if make people happy and more justice in the world, then we'll go with it. But
there you go.
But seriously, this is something that is you're not alone in this, and we know that, that there's a growing movement on to point out the dangerous absurdities. And if there ever was one, I mean, this story about pills that know whether you're a heterosexual or not is absurd as it gets. But it just piles on, piles on, piles on the absurdities of the whole HIV equals AIDS dogma, which was never actually proven. But, you know, that's another part of this story.
Well, this just goes – this is just another story on the absurdity that began in 1984 when Robert Gallo suggested or declared that HIV is what causes AIDS. You figure that since virologists who study HIV have identified that this thing really targets primarily homosexuals and not heterosexuals, that since the virus can target homosexuals, then certainly we can create drugs that will protect heterosexuals from a virus that is so sophisticated.
it's like a supervillain that Ian Fleming couldn't have even come up with in Spectre and James Bond movies.
Well, it is fantasy, and there is no superlative for bizarre. I mean, you can't add more to this to make it sound even more bizarre. The fact is that Joseph Sonnabend on OMSJ, I think since the time that we last spoke, OMSJ is a licensed investigative agency in California, and we're based in Los Angeles, and we're also now a 501c3 nonprofit agency. And we're juggling about 50 active criminal, civil, and military HIV-related cases throughout the United States. And since we last spoke, I think in the last 20 months, we have forced prosecutors to either drop all HIV-related criminal charges, or significantly reduce the charges against criminal defendants who are facing 20, 30, 50 years in state prison if they're found guilty.
Hold on. Clark, this is stunning news, and I want to make sure everybody understands what you're saying here. We have in the so-called criminal justice system, for which there might not be a lot of justice, but there's a lot of criminality, we might have the issue of, or we actually do have, where people are prosecuted based on whether they have this so-called status of being HIV positive or not. Now, I've covered this on, you know, within my media outreach for, gosh, ever since I've been on the radio starting in 1999. About the fact that, you know, I questioned the whole paradigm and causation of the so-called AIDS syndrome, and that HIV could not, even if it was real, do what they say it does. Now, based on the test that is known to not even detect the presence or absence of this HIV, or it cannot be utilized as a definitive, let's say, diagnostic tool to say you have AIDS or you don't have AIDS, they have been able to charge, prosecute, and convict many people over the years for maybe they call it attempted murder or assault, or I don't know. You tell me the terms here. Because of their status, which is an imaginary status, because they may have had relations, sexual relations, intimate relationships with another person, and then they say, well, that could kill them, based on non-science. And so you have been able to bring, if I'm correct here, you have been able to bring to the criminal justice system the fact that there's not enough evidence to say that there's even a causative link, that they've had to drop or reduce those charges?
That's pretty much it. The reason criminal – you know, when I first got involved in this, I had a bunch of MDs and PhDs who are shills for the pharmaceutical industry tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. After all, I'm not a virologist. How would I know? And they would refuse to answer my questions. So I figure if we get involved in criminal cases, we can force prosecutors to prove that HIV tests detect HIV, and we can force prosecutors to prove that HIV attacks cells and causes AIDS.
Clark, this is freaking brilliant. What you're telling me here and what you've done is absolutely brilliant. Taking it out of the corrupted cage of pseudoscience and pharmaceutically corrupted science, which we argue, and our good friend Liam Sheff calls it scientism, the religion or cult of science, into a realm where they actually have to analyze the facts, not just hearsay, not just intimidation based on somebody's degree or not.
Everything that you have heard about HIV and AIDS has been propaganda. Everything. And so I no longer ask MDs and PhDs about HIV or AIDS unless they're being deposed by my team.
Nice.
And in every single case where we have forced these experts to testify honestly, we have either forced them to admit that they don't know what they're talking about, or we basically impeach them. And last September, we're involved in a case where a civil case where we deposed a 30-year infectious disease expert who has all the curriculum vitae, all that stuff, to impress juries and lawyers and courts.
Yes.
But whenever we ask them the questions, and we know the theology better than they do, they end up admitting they don't know what they're talking about.
Wow.
We had a case in Indiana where we deposed the director of the Department of Health for the state of Indiana on a case where her testimony would lead to sending a factually innocent man to prison for 27 years. And within an hour, she admitted that she knew nothing about HIV tests or diagnosis. And this is the prosecution's lead expert witness in an HIV case who is in charge of HIV policy
right.
for the entire state of Indiana.
I bet they didn't see that coming.
No, we left them looking for other things to charge him with, and the case is still active. But we have so far, in the past 3 years since I've been involved in HIV, we have not found one single expert who can competently testify under oath under penalty of perjury. When we get them in court, they recoil like vampires in church.
Wow. Hey, does Robert Gallo, does he have wind of this? He could be very nervous right now.
Well, actually, Robert Gallo received a subpoena on one of our cases as well last year, and as did Sam Broder, who was behind the AZT debacle
yeah.
in the 80s. And both of them basically forwarded their subpoenas to the NIH. The NIH stonewalls
okay.
such subpoenas. They won't listen to state subpoenas. They just simply ignore them.
Okay.
And it costs so much time and energy that we basically learned, and in our future subpoenas to them, they will be federal subpoenas.
Nice.
And
yes.
federal courts don't let the NIH ignore such subpoenas.
Oh, that's sensational. And you know, it reminds me of a case of, what's his name, Tommy Morrison, the professional boxer. He was in one of the Rocky movies with Sylvester Stallone. I think he played the part of Tommy Gunn. He supposedly tested HIV positive, I believe, in the 90s, and ended his career. And he is desperately trying to get back in the ring because he's as healthy as a horse. He's not doing any of the drugs. And he's written continual letters and letters to Robert Gallo, to anybody, to say, hey, where's the evidence that the tests show that I have this thing that you claim I have? And so here's another case of a man's life, you know, ruined, although there have been more that have been ruined to death because they become so frightened of the status that they may drug themselves to death.
this is why we're involved in these cases. There is no other investigative agency, and I created OMSJ for this reason, and OMSJ being the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. I founded the organization as a retired LAPD officer because I discovered when I was collecting evidence related to this stuff, I discovered that there were no local, state, or federal law enforcement agencies that were interested in or willing to investigate any of this. So this is, and even before we got involved, the arguments have always occurred on the battlefield of propaganda.
Right, right, yes.
And since the pharmaceutical industry has a much bigger arsenal of weapons to use in a propaganda war, it's impossible to win such a war
on their terrain. Yeah, and on their terrain. You're right. This is why this is so brilliant what you've done. Listen, we need to take a break. Clark Baker's going to hang around with me another segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He is at omsj.org, and you're going to check that out. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. We're putting a banner up as well to those that are wrongly accused, so to speak. And we'll talk about a little bit more about the whole syndrome of AIDS, the corruption of Big Pharma, as well as what you can do to help out in this regard to set the record straight. The number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Coming back with more powerful healing and things that you will never hear in the old pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We are back and hitting a very intense and very important topic here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Clark Baker is my guest. OMSJ.org is the website, and I have it linked up at the, you know, the Robert Scott Bell Show website as well at robertscottbell.com. OMSJ stands for Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. And, of course, Clark Baker, a Marine and retired L.A. PD police officer, as we say, and really a guy that stands up for those that have been basically wronged and really stands for justice. And justice is everybody getting what they deserve. And it doesn't mean that, you know, criminals aren't criminals or bad guys aren't bad guys. But certainly when you go after people that have done wrong, you want to make sure that what you're accusing them of is very real. And, of course, in context of the whole HIV paradigm, we recognize that the HIV itself may not be very real. And I'm working on some interviews as well and following up with some further revelations out of the House of Numbers documentary film. There's a lot of unaired footage that is coming out soon, and it's going to go to the very point in the heart of the matter that these scientists can't even agree on. Not only the tests are bad, that was in the movie, but has it ever been isolated, HIV? So the tests, of course, are completely bogus. So how do you convict somebody based on a test like that? That's where Clark Baker comes in and says, no, no, no. Now, we would both acknowledge that there is a very real thing that is immune deficiency, immune collapse. Those are real disorders, real problems. But being caused by the retrovirus that may or may not even be isolated, nor ever caught in the act of doing anything, that's a whole separate issue, but it is the issue we're tackling right now with Clark Baker. Thanks for hanging in there, Clark.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm trying to relate this as clearly as possible, especially for my new listeners, because this is stunning information to consider, almost too much. But the fact is, you're going in there, and in the court of law, which is a different terrain or milieu than the pharmaceutical propagandists can operate, they can no longer operate. Have you been able to get any of these so-called depositions or testimonies on video? Because that would make a fascinating documentary as well.
Well, we have two depositions on video so far, and we're planning, and we have other depositions that are strictly by transcript. And after these cases are resolved, we will know whether or not we can present the video. And yes, they will be interesting. In the coming months and years, we've got a number of trials that will be coming up, and we expect that at least one of those we will be able to videotape so that the world can see what an esteemed HIV expert actually looks like when he's telling the truth.
Yeah, that's got to be uncomfortable for them.
Yes, very much so. But the concept of what we do is actually quite simple, because if you think about a drunk driving arrest,
yes.
If I arrest, let's say I arrest you for drunk driving, and this is obviously a hypothetical.
Yeah, this is the guy who barely can hold, a non-alcoholic beer.
Well, you know, you're a good candidate then, because it would only require one or two beers.
Not even a quarter of a beer, I'll be tipsy. So, yes, you got me. All right, officer. I just a quarter of a beer. Okay, go ahead.
So I drive down the street, and I see you driving badly, and I have to develop enough probable cause. You have to make enough mistakes to where I can pull you over. And then when I pull you over, I walk up to the side of the vehicle, and I see all kinds of symptoms, like red, watery eyes, and I smell alcoholic beverage coming from you, and I ask for your driver license, and you've got poor coordination. And I have to go through a field sobriety test whereby I not only diagnose you as a police officer for being under the influence of alcohol and unable to drive a motor vehicle, I also have to rule out all of the other things that could cause you to be behaving this way. If you're going through diabetic shock, the last thing I want to do is arrest you for drunk driving. So I have to actually conduct a diagnosis of you in order to establish whether you're intoxicated or not.
Well, that seems like reasonable. As you say, you got reasonable or probable cause, then you've got to go further to establish evidence of some kind that would be admissible, I guess, and defensible in a court of law. And I guess if I said, honest ossifer, it was just my homeopathic remedy, that might not fly.
It probably wouldn't, unless I could if I could rule that out, it will not fly.
Mm-hmm.
And but with HIV, there is no such standard. With HIV, you basically have a test that the manufacturers all indicate cannot be used for diagnostic purposes. And the test is being reviewed by a doctor who typically does not know how to diagnose HIV. So it's typical, and not only that, but the doctor who testifies is typically not the doctor who made the alleged diagnosis. So this would be like you being arrested for drunk driving by me, and 4 or 5 years later, my chief of police gets on the stand and declares you were drunk because of what he reads in the arrest report. That would never fly for a misdemeanor drunk driving that could put you in jail for 10 days. So why should that put you in jail for 50 years if you're allegedly HIV positive with similar minimal
right evidence? Well, it's far too reasonable to say it that way. And of course, even people that have dealt with traffic violations, if they go to court and the officer that, you know, gave them the citation doesn't show up, they typically have to dismiss it, do they not?
That's correct. Yeah. Now in a felony case, even if it's a felony case like murder, you still need witnesses, you need continuity of evidence. If you're going to do a blood test on a criminal defendant, you have to establish who drew the blood, how the blood was packaged, where it was transported. This is all continuity of evidence, who received the package, who tested it, and so forth.
Right.
But with HIV, none of that exists.
Now, I got to ask you, I mean, this would make phenomenal courtroom drama in a fictionalized account, even though this is, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. This is going on in real life, and you've witnessed this. Are the judges absolutely turning white as a ghost? Are they going, wow, do they even know how to respond to this?
So far, we haven't even had to present this before more than one judge, because as soon as the prosecutors are aware of what we've done, they typically reduce the charges, and our first case is probably the most is a great example of this. A lady was facing 30 years in state prison in Florida. She was facing 30 years in state prison for exposing 4 men to HIV. We collected the medical and scientific evidence that prosecutors planned to use against her. We had one of our scientists examine the evidence and produce a signed, sworn affidavit about his opinions. Based upon that opinion, defense counsel filed a motion to dismiss. And based upon that motion to dismiss and our affidavit, the prosecutors reduced their initial offer of 15 years in state prison to 5 days of unsupervised probation for disturbing the peace.
Wow. This is astonishing. I got to reiterate, this is like the play-by-play here, and I got to go back and reiterate what has just transpired here. We're talking about people that are being accused of a crime based on something that can never be evidenced or proven, yet the assumptions have basically the court system just has been riding on these assumptions as if they were fact, because no one has challenged them in a way that basically dismantles the entire charge.
That's right, and the courts are not sophisticated enough. The prosecutors certainly aren't, but it's not up to them to really understand this stuff. They basically look for an expert to render an opinion. It's up to the defense counsel or the defense attorney to challenge the witness, the expert witness. When we are – the typical defense attorney looks at a CV of an MD or a PhD,
right,
and starts – you know, their heads roll – their eyes roll back and they want to settle. When we are involved and we send one of our attorneys in to handle the direct or the cross-examination of one of these witnesses, our attorneys know the theology much better than these witnesses. And at that point, we can compel the witness to admit they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it is absolutely stunning. Now, Clark, where does this go? Because eventually we've got to see this impacting on the scientific or pseudoscientific religion, if you will, out there in the world where propaganda rules and wins and science does not. How do you see this one day impacting that greater big picture where we don't start condemning people to death for retroviruses that may or may not even exist?
Well, one of the first things that happened, and I don't know if OMSJ was directly or indirectly involved in this, but shortly after we started winning cases, I think about 9 or 10 months after we started winning cases, the Obama administration sent out a recommendation to various, well, all the states, the United States, recommending that all HIV-related criminal prosecutions be stopped.
I don't know if that was a coincidence. I mean, that's pretty stunning reversal, despite the fact that, you know, as we've seen the Obama administration continue on what Bush did and times 10 in many cases. So there may be, and I don't have evidence of it, but there may be a very direct relationship there.
There may be, but again, I'm an investigator, and until I see evidence of it, I can only mention the coincidence. But I think that eventually there will be a critical mass that will occur. We've got a number of cases, including one explosive case that's been in the news. KSN reported that out of Wichita earlier this year, where an Air Force veteran with 20 years of service in the Air Force has been reduced to airman, kicked out of the Air Force, and sent to Fort Leavenworth Prison for an 8-year sentence for exposing a bunch of people to HIV. We were involved in that case early on, before the trial ever took place, and the defense attorneys misled their own client.
Really?
Misrepresented how our involvement in the case, and they pretty much convinced their client to admit that he's HIV positive before the court without anyone ever establishing that he was actually HIV positive.
Well, and even maybe defining what that means or doesn't mean.
Exactly. The defendant's own physician testified against him in the trial as the prosecution expert witness, and just weeks after she testified, she received a $2.9 million grant from Bristol-Myers Squibb, which is the pharmaceutical company that makes the drug that she gave this defendant, while her own clinic established that he was completely asymptomatic the whole time.
Asymptomatic, in other words, he showed no signs of the overt expression of what they call AIDS. This is stunning. I mean, that is enough, I would say, I don't know if probable cause is the right thing, but certainly a suspicion that there's some criminal behavior behind the scenes here.
Well, Bristol-Myers Squibb right now is involved in a multi-state fraud investigation in which they're being accused of hundreds, if not thousands, of kickbacks to physicians just like the one who testified against this defendant.
Of course, and they rely on the religion of HIV for billions, perhaps, of dollars of revenue, and how much in profits, I don't know. And of course, this is a global issue, as we see with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, but it affects real people. It affects real lives. It terminates. It ends real lives. And so what you're doing is standing up for the defenseless, the people that didn't even know that they could be or should be defended because they assume that they're quote-unquote guilty.
You know, you've used the word theology a number of times, and what I've discovered is that one either believes that HIV attacks cells and causes AIDS, or they don't believe it. But when it comes to truth and evidence, when you take these cases into court, the evidence does not exist.
To show that it does anything.
To show that HIV attacks cells and causes AIDS, or that shows that doctors even know how to competently diagnose it. It just isn't there.
Well, these stunning revelations, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, Clark, and you've been at this for so many years, and I really appreciate you. You know that, and your friendship as well, and admire you immensely for your courage and tenacity, and it's just what you do. It's who you are, and I understand that. But like I said, big hugs to you for all the things that you're doing so much to help the people that need the help.
Thank you so much. And for anybody who has any other questions, just send them over to our website or visit your website, and we'll provide any answers that we can.
Well, yeah, we'll have the link up as well. So if you know somebody so-called wrongfully accused, I think there a movie called Wrongfully Accused? This is something that is a very real issue that affects the lives, and not just those that are impacted directly, but family members that are wrongly, convinced of things that aren't real. So what we're doing here is talking about lifting the veil of illusion, seeing the harsh reality, waking everybody up in a very unique and creative and effective and efficient way. Clark Baker from the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, when we come back from this break, guess what? My dear friend Liam Sheff joins me to parse this story even further. How does this impact the rest of the world? How might it impact you or me or anybody bringing it out into the scientific realm and getting past the scientism? That's what we're going to do to wrap it up here. Transforming the planet on an entire disease scenario. No, a syndrome scenario. And getting you past it so you can walk through life no longer in fear of things that are not needing to be feared. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with Liam Sheff after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My good friend Liam Sheff joins me now to wrap up today's program following Clark Baker's amazing revelations within the OMSJ and what they've done within the so-called courts of law about how they've basically shut down these vicious attacks, and we call them legalistic attacks, but basically claims and prosecutions of people that have been diagnosed by things that can't be diagnosed, at least according to the so-called standards where there are no standards. And we come back to this, Liam. I mean, the absurdity of this drug that knows whether you're heterosexual or not. I mean, that's a stunning thing that they've engineered here. I mean, Monsanto couldn't even do this.
Yeah, this has been in the works for a while. This is them trying to get out of the AIDS agenda. The AIDS agenda has been so powerfully and thoroughly revealed. The internet is absolutely full of verifiable information about how fraudulent HIV tests are, how many things they come up positive for, the fact that they do not come up positive for any particular particle at all, and the fact that AIDS is any disease that occurs in anybody that you're saying is at risk for AIDS. It's a circular logical or a circular illogical definition. So AIDS is poverty. AIDS is major drug abuse. It depends on where you are. That has been so clarified and made lucid to the public through the work of David Crowe and the Alberta Reappraising AIDS Society, through Rethinking AIDS, through my work, through the wonderful film House of Numbers, through the work of many, many researchers and scientists who have come out and said this is an absolute disgrace and a fraud, and we have to start treating people for immune deficiency and not for a phantom retrovirus.
Right, and I have to ask you, Liam, because, you know, again, you've got that lineage within the scientific realm, the family members that have been in there. What do you think they're doing here? I mean, to me, this is like a wake-up call for people that are even asleep. They read, let's say, an article or a headline that says, hey, this pill knows whether you're gay or straight. At that point, you got to go, even if you don't know anything about anything, you're like, well, that's a little weird. How does that happen? You know, it kind of wakes up another layer here. Is this just like a last desperate attempt to sell drugs on the way out the door or what?
They're now saying that healthy heterosexuals, and they're not looking at, by the way, they're not looking at heterosexuals in Europe or North America. They're looking in Southeast Asia, the Asian market, can take a drug.
In Africa too, right?
In Africa, of course. Sorry. Yeah. That's de rigueur for them. They're always in Africa. They're always doing that ancient colonial dance over there.
Right.
So this is them saying, let's get more drugs into who? Poor heterosexuals. Because there is no heterosexual AIDS epidemic. There is only major poverty. So they want to spread it beyond the traditional market of Africa and gay men. So they're looking at Southeast Asia. And they say, if you take this drug, you can now have as much sex as you want and you won't get what? You won't become HIV positive. Well, within their study, they had a secondary study, or maybe a primary study, in three countries in Africa with close to 4,000 people, which showed exactly the opposite. There was no benefit from drugging people with a black box fatality-inducing drug.
Yes.
That was a study, again, in three African nations. Now, they're promoting a study with, you know, 1,200 people, or really 600 being on the drug. And then they say the one with 4,000 or 3,900 people in Africa. These studies, which show no benefit from the drug, they say must be false. In other words,
because there was more people in the study?
No, they don't have any good reason. They just don't like the results. So they want to say that taking a drug reduces your chances of becoming HIV positive. You have to do special math to come up with that. Nevertheless, they then have a secondary study which says, no, actually, that's not true. Now they're saying, well, we don't like the result of that study, so they're lying. There's no other way to say it. They're lying. Even within the confines of their own logic, they're lying. Taking deadly drugs does not improve your clinical health. And if you notice, and you read any of this gobbledygook that they put out, they don't mention, they're not concerned about clinical health. All they want to do is tell people, and God, Robert, I don't know who they're selling this to. I mean, who's going to bite on this? Who's going to buy this?
Well, there's still some element of the global, let's say, cartels that fall for it within governments that are getting the paybacks, and then they can point to a study, ignore the larger study, and say, see, this is going to help you. And, of course, then they can go to their citizens and say, listen, we have to. It's humanitarian. We're going to take some money from you, and we're going to give it to the people of Africa, which is really not the people of Africa. It's Bristol-Myers Squibb and other of the global pharmaceutical elite in order to poison the population of those continents in those areas. Now, this reminds me of the revelations coming out about, we covered this last week, vaccines being now considered cluster bombs, biological cluster bombs. On your site right now, liamchef.com, I've got a link up on the blog at robertscottbell.com to this. You say, wait, don't vaccinate. And you have quite a powerful visual there about the CDC if they had to report honestly on vaccine injuries as well.
Yeah, that's an inversion of the CDC's promotion. If the CDC has hired, an advertising company to create this clever little cartoon. It's a cartoon face. It looks like a little Asian girl. She seems to have some disease on one side, and that's the, don't wait part. And then on the other side, she's perfectly healthy, and it says vaccinate. So I said, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I turned it around and I said, wait, don't vaccinate, and turn the image around. And I put up some actual material data, which states that, citing 2000 data, and Clark Baker has this up on his site, OMSJ, citing 2000 data, you find that 17 people have a death attributed to whooping cough, but there are some 14,000 plus vaccine injuries and deaths from being vaccinated. So we've got really tiny numbers of people suffering from these things that we all have to be vaccinated against. And, you know, 15,000 people suffering terribly from the vaccine. Yeah, you know, we live in an era of absolute propaganda and fiction. I have a question. We're constantly inundated with this stuff. Drugs that are supposed to stop people from becoming HIV positive but don't. Tests that don't tell you if they're HIV positive. Vaccines which cause far more illness. I mean, tens of thousands of percent more illness
right.
than the supposed illness they're trying to prevent. I'm going to follow your point. Who is this study for? Mm. Who is this heterosexual should take deadly drugs study for? Because it's definitely not for people. It's not like people walk around going to their doctor saying, I'm terrified if I don't take a deadly drug, I'll someday test HIV positive.
You're right. You know, it's a very good observation there. And that's why I brought up the idea that this is propaganda for governments to use. Because in this way, they can sell this idea of false charity, which we know it's nothing of the sort does government engage in, and then basically take money from the people and then basically convert it, if you will, up the line, so to speak, pharmaceutical welfare, corporatism. And in that way, the gravy train keeps rolling. And, of course, the government agents, which are not human in the real sense of the word, now are benefiting through the lobbying efforts. And, of course, all of this revolves around. And then, of course, you know so well, and we've covered this over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the revolving door between big pharma and big government. And this is true on a scale within the U.S., or we've seen evidence of it within the European countries as well as the international non-governmental organizations like the World Health Organization, who you liken to, when we were talking on the break, to if the WHO says it, it's like watching Harry Potter and say, well, Voldemort said so.
The Ministry of Information has released, right, whenever the WHO talks, how do you know the World Health Organization is lying? Because they're saying something. But I take your point. This isn't information for people. This is information for gatekeepers. This is for the Bill Gates of the world and the Bonos and the Oprahs and anybody else who gets on board with some cockamamie, let's circumcise and or drug and or do whatever else to all these poor people. They now take this totally phony study, which is contradicted within the confines of their own data. I mean, they're like children. This is going to dramatically reduce HIV infection. It didn't reduce HIV infection. Yay! They hear only what they want to hear that comes out of their mouth. And I guess it's these gatekeepers, these gatekeeping entities, the Gates Foundation, the Bill, the Clinton Foundation, Bono and the rest of the pop stars, Annie Lennox, who mistakenly or for whatever reason get on these things. Now they can take this and they can clamor for the rights of heterosexual Africans and Filipinos and Malaysians to be drugged with this stuff. I get it now. I get it.
Mm. Well, this is a great revelation right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If we got Liam to get it, man, oh man, I'm impressed, because Liam, in his own right, I Liam, what I think about you, how I feel about you, and all the things, the revelations you've helped others to basically leap towards with some of the things you've done, whether it be your graphic artistry expertise or your ability to disseminate information and write it back out there. So grateful to really follow up on Clark Baker's couple of segments, because, again, this is overwhelming information for a lot of people to consider. And when they reveal these headlines that on one hand would be horrific, but on the other hand, I look at it very positively and say, these people are losing. They have lost it. And now we know their strategy. This is where they're going to hang on just a little bit longer.
They want just the end of the market. They're looking for a new marketplace. And this is a tabloid. This is we've just interrupted a message going out to the people at the main at the main floor of the AIDS conference. That's what this is. This is the message for Bono and for Oprah. Now proselytize that heterosexuals have to take this drug. Poor heterosexuals. You'll never see it at University of California, Berkeley. You'll never see it at Harvard University in the dorms. You'll never see it in Beverly Hills. This is for the poor. We're going to see it now. That's what the purpose of all of this was. It's confusing because there's no science to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the worst kind of junk.
Well, everybody's going to have to digest that for another 24 hours till we crank up another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam, once again, thank you for being a part of the show today as well. Thanks to my producer, Don. Thanks to Clark Baker and all of you out there listening every day. Spread the word. A lot of people still don't yet know of this message. And, of course, I've got Liam's site linked up, as well as the OMSJ, everything else I've talked about today at the blog at robertscottbell.com, as well as through naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email in there, and you'll get your daily updates with all the links so you can see through the news, be empowered to walk through with a lot less fear. Let's just call it like it is. And in the meantime, you know what? How I end this show, Liam? You want to end it?
The power to heal is Robert Scott Bell's? No, the power to heal is
yours. Thank you, Liam. Back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.